you're listening to Urban Heart Radio, 6:03 a.m. and it's time for Friday Night Sport Talk. If you're into rugby league or rugby, cricket, netball, golf or even UFC, there'll be something for you. And of course, we'll be tracking the best of our Māori athletes. Join in. You can share your thoughts on 0800 4603 603 or 2759 603. Your host is a seasoned broadcaster, musician, and lifelong sports fanatic. It's Friday Night Sports Talk, and now, here's your host, Ray Bishop.
Kia ora whanau, nau mai hoki mai ki tēnei hotake rini te wātea. Ona rau mā tori te iarere, pai te whakaro i tai mai anga, ia kaita ki te unga ki tēnei hotaka. Tēnā hōrere māku ki te kōrero pāne ki ngā tangata Rongonui o te ao hā kinakina. I te wā poto ki te kōrero āhau pāne ki Erena Mikaira Raua ko Charlie Moses. Me anō te whakaro o Dale Husband i te ata nei, i kōrero ana ia pāne ki te tangata Rongonui o te kapa ōpango i taua wā, Mr. Bill Bush. I ho atu ia te pukapuka hau, e rungi i tāna whakaaro o te kēmu, o te, te whutiporo. Hoi anō, ko tēnei te wā, ko tēnei te wā ki te kōrero pāna ki ngā tangata Rongonui o te kēmu Riki, tāne ingoa Mr. Paul Whatiwera, i tai maina ia i nāinei ki te kōrero. Kia ora Paul, how we doing, brother? Kia ora, Paulie.
Tēnā koe, Iho.
Pai ki te kōrero pāniki ia koe i tēnei wā. Honere māku anō, bro. Great to have you come on the show, brother. How's life treating you?
Mauri ora i te rangitira. Kei te whakamomiti ahau. Grateful to be on your show, my brother. And hey, I'm breathing. Life is good, bro. No complaints, just, yeah. Fortunately, whānau are healthy and, yeah, awesome to kōrero mai with you i tēnei pō. I te rangatira.
Oh, beautiful, my brother. Beautiful, man. Great to hear everyone's well, bro. Let's take it back just a little bit. You and I sitting in the spa a couple of months ago, bro, and part of the conversation was about a little television show that you got to be a part of. Wonderful show orchestrated by Mr. Bailey Mackey. Who seems everything he seems to touch turns to gold, and that Matchfit program, the Aussies versus the Kiwis, bro. What was it like being a part of that? What was it like to share the field again with some past legends of the game like yourself, bro?
Oh, hi, America. Before I share with you my awesome experience on the Matchfit. I had to take us back to that spa, bro. I must say you're looking quite ripped, bro. You've been training. How's Harato Hakinakina going, my brother? You're looking good.
The Hakinakina is going good because I think the only ripped thing I had on those was the shorts I was wearing. They're a bit ripped, eh? Just like my t-shirt.
I think you're under talking yourself there, my brother. It was good to see you and catch up. And we had a beautiful kōrero, bro. But back to your whai kōrero, it was, although I only played an itty part in the Matchfit show, it was absolutely powerful. And as we witnessed on the Kei Roto I Te Pakapakata, how powerful and inspirational each former professional athlete and former warrior. We had a couple of dual internationals in it too. All the brothers did extremely well. Heartfelt, all were vulnerable, but through the vulnerability, they demonstrated their strengths, and it resonated with myself. It resonated with a lot of people who I spoke to with the mahi and on the streets, and all I can do is just to be so humbled to play a small little role in it, but yeah, support the brothers on their journey and playing in our final test match against the Kangaroos. I told the wifey that I no longer had 16 tests, now 17, and I'll finish on top there. So Lovely. Yeah, no, it was a good clip, bro. Beautiful, and it was great to see Bailey doing a magnificent job to make it happen.
No, very, very true, brother. Very true. Hey, where do your I guess you have the you have the beauty of, you know, playing some time you know, with the Warriors, and you've had some time with Melbourne, you had some time with Penrith, you know, and you know the NRL well. Is there are you torn between all the teams? Do you still is there still a bloodline that ties you to those teams, or do you have one team that you support more than others, or is your loyalty spread due to, you know, the clubs that have given you, you know, that actually I should say Tigers rather than the Panthers. Apologies there, brother. That you know, just are you torn, or do you stand staunch on one of the clubs, or are you just evenly divided?
Well, I'm very fortunate to play at five clubs, and each and every club I learnt plenty and finished at each club on a positive, and made some great friends throughout my career and made some awesome memories. My ties pretty much lay with whoever's winning at the time. Hey, you got to jump on the winning waka, bro, and I love to surround myself with winners. In all honesty, bro, it is spread out because obviously with the Tigers and the Panthers, I spent my most popular 4 years, I guess, if you want to put it that way, and was able to be part of those two premiership winning teams. But hey, I'm also a big supporter of the Warriors. It's the club where I started my career. I'm still great friends with the majority of the players in that team now. I'm living in Tamaki Makaurau, and at the moment, the Warriors are going awesome. So I'm a fan, to tell the truth, bro. I'm just a fan of the game. Although I don't watch every single game, I love to watch games where I can. And I have aroha for all my clubs, but obviously Tigers and Penrith will be my top two.
Yeah. No, I can understand that, bro. Who's your forecast kind of grand final in 2023?
I'd love to see the Warriors there. Unless I'm being Pono here. What I love about watching the Warriors is this year they're still a bit to go, but they've turned up and they can let it go. Like, they're fighting to the very end, and they're playing tough. And look at your captain, Tohu Harris, although he's having a good season. You can tell he's carrying a little bit of niggles, as professionals do. I'm sure 90% of the players are carrying little niggles. But although he's probably not, team down the wise, he's not 100%, he's still turning up and putting in an effort and leading by example, as well as Sean Johnson. What a magnificent year he's having at the moment.
Yeah, no, I like your thoughts, bro. And if you so my predictions and my heart's probably saying that, if you know, for all the learnings that the Warriors are doing thus far under the new coach Andrew Webster, I think if we can get just keep going, just keep tracking as we're doing. We're inside the eight, which is a nice place to be, I suppose, as the business scene does get closer. It's still about another close to 10 games away until we get to the end of the normal round. But I think we're nicely positioned to potentially make a run. If the Warriors were going to play in the grand final, who do you think that they would play based on the other teams going around at the moment, bro?
I think you can't get past the Broncos at the moment. They're up there and they're playing entertaining football, and they're turning up for each other. It's good to see how during the State of Origin period, obviously because they have a number of players that they participate in within the State of Origin, so it'll be good to see how they transition through this tough period. But, it's been a while for the Broncos too. Predictions, guessing myself, I would love the Warriors to be at the Grand Finals. A long time overdue. Mm. They have loyal supporters and they deserve it. But as we both know, you need a bit of luck. You need to remain injury-free, and you need to be playing consistent, hard football, in particular against those top teams like Penrith and Melbourne and the Broncos, especially in the playoff time. So,
No, you hear you, brother. So I heard you mentioned, obviously, the section of the season that's known as that origin time. What colour do you back, bro?
Can you say that again, my brother? Sorry, I cut out there.
I'm going to say, it is origin time. Obviously there's two sides. There's the Maroons and the Blues. Which side do you go, brother?
Oh, brother, I've always been a Wally Lewis, Mount Meninga, JT supporter, and I've always been Queenslander. Maroon's my bro. Me, Queen?
I'm a Blues dog. But
to hang up now, my bro. Kakitianō.
Yeah. I was gonna say that to you, but I thought, no, that'd be a bit rude. No, that's all good, bro. Obviously, you know, it takes two teams, and it's a wonderful brand of football too, isn't it, bro? You know, I think the heartiness of it all, the dive for it. I guess that would be an interesting thing from a New Zealand Warriors perspective, bro, if it was like a us versus them scenario. But I don't think we've ever had that opportunity, have we, to do a us versus them scenario, because we've always had players from other countries involved with the Warriors. Do you think that, and I'm not trying to be racist, but do you think it would make a difference if it was a us versus the other 15 Aussie teams?
As in having a state of origin like that?
Oh, more like even if it was like at NRL level, do you think it would make a difference if we had that as a stance? Like all the players were like New Zealand or New Zealanders, you know, playing in the NRL. Okay.
Yeah,
just as a whakaaro, bro. Just as a whakaaro.
Oh, bro, I think you gotta try new things. I don't think the state of origin should ever change. I think us Kiwis think we're actually born in Queensland. There's so much support, obviously, in Australia and New Zealand, and a lot of Kiwis are probably more passionate than the Aussies. Far out.
Yeah,
but. I think the great thing about the game, they try different arenas. You look at the Indigenous game, how awesome that has been over the last couple of years. And the NRL have an Indigenous round. They have Pacific rounds. So, hey, it's important to evolve and try it. So,
I know. Yeah. Well, just an interesting concept, bro. I just thought it would be interesting to see how we would go, knowing what the state of origin does for those two, those two states in one country, and us being, virtually another state of Australia, I suppose, to a certain degree. Be interesting. I'd like to see it potentially go around like that. What that would look like. Hey, before we go, brother, obviously the Warriors are taking on the Canberra Raiders tonight. Jared Croker is going around for his 300th game, which would be a really interesting, an amazing career achievement up against the Warriors. So the Warriors would like to spoil that run. Do you think we'll go tonight, bro?
Yeah, obviously it's going to be a big occasion for Canberra. Croker, well, he was around the back of my time, brother. That's light years ago. So just congratulations to Jared Croker. What an amazing athlete to play 300 games. The Raiders will be pumped. They're at home. It's a Friday night. It'll be cold. But, hey, this is where you want to test yourself. And if the Warriors turn up with the right attitude and compete, start early, and... turn up with the attitude to defend their line and turn up for each other and play smart and have a bit of patience. There's no reason why the Warriors can't win. So, obviously, hopefully the Warriors can win. I do genuinely want them to have a big season this year, but hey, it's only a game at a time, and you've got to challenge yourself against the Raiders. I believe they're sitting at 6 and the Warriors at 7, if you correct me if I'm wrong, Bobby.
Yeah, no, you're right, brother. You're right.
Okay, so the top 8 game, and you know, the Warriors are going into this game in form, so let's continue that.
Actually, maybe just before you go, but how would you sum up the coaching of Andrew Webster this year, bro? What difference do you think he's made to the boys? Have you heard like any inside talk about just how, you know, what he's done for the team, and how he's virtually turned us around?
I think we both need to hear. I think we can see see the change in attitude.
Yeah.
And the players competing consistently, although some games have fallen short, they have competed right to the very end, and that's the difference from the Warriors of 2023 to 2022. I've been fortunate to work alongside Andrew Webster with my time at the Tigers. He was assistant coach with Ivan Cleary. I was in the education and wellbeing space, and understanding how he operates. He's a people's person. He's for his players. He's a great listener. And obviously, he's got the players buying, and that's what you want.
No, really beautiful. Yeah, great to hear that. Great to hear that knowledge. And like you say, bro, it is obvious. You know, some of the little things that I've heard from, just from people saying that he's got everybody competing. He's got everyone, you know, wanting to win. He's got everyone to coin the phrase of Bailey Mackey, everyone's a match fit. You know, and they're met for when they get into dark spaces, they know what to do and how to manage those. You know, obviously there's still little things that happen along the way and injuries and bits and pieces, but when they're having to, call on some bench players to step up into spaces, then they're still able to do that. But I, like you say, it's obvious that they're in a different position to former years. Great to have such a coach be spoken about the way that you spoke to him, even though it was a different role. But I guess the ascendancy into a head coaching capacity gives him that opportunity to be able to bring his own flavour combined with the other learnings that he's taken on board as well, eh, bro?
Hi, Marika, e te rangatira. I watched Sean Johnson interview, might have been last week or the week before. Like, he's talking about I want to win premierships. He's talking about, no, this is my town. I don't see myself playing at another club over in Australia. And that's what you want. You want your players to, especially your leader in Sean Johnson, you want them to be in there to win the premiership, because when you retire, it's a long time. And Sean Johnson's been around for a long time now. Just his confidence and aiming high, I think it's crucial to their future success. And not be fucking mad about it, my brother.
Beautiful. Yeah, lovely point, bro. I think if he's staunch enough and brave enough to voice that, and people know why he's staying, and he's here to win. He's not, you know, regardless of what anyone else, you know, outside of the team thinks, he's here to win. That's the reason he plays the game, and that's like you say, that's what we want. Paulie, bro, I'm always honored when we get a chance to talk, brother, either in person or on a or online in this capacity. But thank you very much for your time, brother. All the very best to you and your whānau, and hopefully we can. I'll give you a call the week that the Warriors play the Broncos in the grand final, and we can have another chat. That'll be awesome.
Hi, Marika. Kia mihi, kia au koe, te rangatira.
Kia ora, Paulie. Kami o te wā, kia au koe, ka kite anō. There you go, whānau. The awesome, straight to the point kōrero from Mr. Paul Whatiwara, which is what I like about the man who's, you know, as you mentioned, played for 5 clubs in the NRL, which is an amazing experience to have that love for each of those clubs. And as you said, he'll jump on the bandwagon for the team that's winning at the time, and so you should be. I guess that's the magic of the game. Tonight the Raiders are hosting the Warriors. Mentioned that Jerry Croker is going to run for his 300th game, which is magic. You know, people like Ruben Wiki and some of those other greats have achieved that that milestone in their careers. Hopefully we can put a damper on their celebrations and come away with that win. They're sitting at 6, we're sitting at 7 in the ladder. So fingers crossed we can get up on that. So it's going to go to a wee little break. Final on the other side of that, we'll come back and try and get a hold of Miss Erina Mikaere here on the Friday Night Sports Talk on Radio Wate. No mai hoki mai. Kia ora.